give us a little encouragement in our confidence in the Bible today. I'm always thinking about how people are able to just deny God, deny Christ, deny the existence of something bigger and better out there. And it fascinates me, it really does. The fact that you can believe in nothing and is more feasible than believing in a creator or believing in some kind of miraculous, accidental, you know, Big Bang and all that nonsense is more feasible than a divine hand creating. So just want to throw this out real quick, that our beliefs come from a over 3,000-year-old document, right? These writings that have been found, they have been translated into our language, and regardless of translation, the Bible has yet to be proven wrong in anything. Now, you watch, you know, some History Channel specials or Netflix documentary nonsense, they're going to say, you know, all these conspiracy type things, and it's just things to get people to get ratings up because it's fascinating, and it sounds like, oh my gosh, the Bible has actually been found wrong here and there and everywhere. But true, honest, even secular testing and pushing to the test limits of the scriptures have yet to ever be found wrong in any way, shape, or form. That in and of itself should be encouragement enough and proof enough for people who refuse to believe. Now, obviously, you know, the miracles and all that stuff, things that can't actually be proven because it's just story, and people, you know, if you believe the miracles, then you have to believe in God. So, you know, I'm just saying things have yet to be proven wrong. That's all I'm saying, and it never will be. So the more they try to prove the Bible wrong, the more they just keep on realizing how accurate it is. So think about all the arguments you've ever heard. Think about all the doubts you've ever had. Think about all the questions that have ever risen from Christian or not. They're all human-based. You know, so-and-so hates God and hates Christianity and goes on living their life as a demonic persecutor of the church. Why? Because they're probably raised in a home where their so-called Christian parents beat them or abuse them, or the only Christians everyone, so-called Christians anyone's ever come across, they've been hypocritical and you know, just hateful and deceitful. Nobody's actually picking up the Bible to read for themselves, at least not in context and not to completion. So it's all human-based. And this is one of the main reasons why I am so constantly gung-ho about it, making sure that the people who are professing Christ are faithfully living that way, and those who are calling themselves a Christian and truly aren't, either a bad Christian, a bad version of a Christian, or just straight up a false Christian, that needs to stop. So I don't mind offending somebody if it means they're going to straighten up their act, because we don't need help being hated by the world. The world's going to hate us because of Christ. We know that. Christ told us that himself. We need to be found without reproach because we are living in such a way that is honoring to God. And they can hate us because of our faith, but not because of the lack of our living out our faith. So you either don't believe the Bible because you don't know anything about the Bible, and anything that you hear of the Bible is completely not understood, and there's no contextual anything about it, and you can take any sentences out of any book and make people think something about that book that's totally inaccurate. Or you know all about Christianity, you've been in the church your entire life, and you hate it because you know all about it, and still that is only because you are judging from a humanistic standpoint and has nothing to do with God. The Bible is perfect, infallible, and inerrant, and will always be the inspired word of God. Now, are there questions from the Bible that derive in our minds? Of course there should be. Are there struggles we have? Are there things that straight up just make us angry about certain things? Maybe even about God? That's fine. We're supposed to struggle with that stuff. We're supposed to ask questions by all means. But let us always go back to the scriptures to answer those questions, to talk to people you know who are more knowledgeable than you, who faithfully love and serve our God and love and serve others. The only time the Bible is found wanting is when you don't open it up, when you aren't actually reading it, and when you're just ignorant of the truths that are inside of it. So let us not be ignorant of it. I can't say it enough, man. Open up that Bible, start reading it front to back, find a Bible reading plan. Let's have a defense and a bold stance for Christ in all gentleness and all humility and all love. But sometimes you got to break some legs to save people from killing themselves. So I love you guys.